Hi, Tanner. Did I give you enough time?
I didn't find it, but I'll give you Amex.
Okay, okay. What a bummer, but that's okay. It gets, it's going to probably show up the minute you don't need it, right? But the Amex is also under the Blazing Star Drive for the billing address?
Yes.
It is? Okay, so go ahead with the number.
3767-4399-31-9003.
Okay, and expiration?
0928.
928, and then the four-digit code on the front?
7682.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Tanner, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create those two appointments for Monday, and you'll be good to go, okay? Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tidy Tales Inc.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Tanner Langston, President.
And are you authorized into entering into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important to be actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 1st, in the non-refundable amount of just $598. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each day or each month on the 1st in the amount of $449. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to look on the calendar for Monday. And then do you want morning or afternoon? What works best?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay, so let's see here. We have, we could do 1, 2, 3, or 6 o'clock. 1. Okay, so that's good. So we're going to block out for the first client interview a whole hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern. But remember, it's only going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. I'm only going to block out that whole hour just in case the technician's prior appointment runs over a little bit and they call you at, you know, 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay, so that's the first client interview. Let me get that one nailed down. And then I'll go in and select the second one. So here's the first one. Perfect. Okay, so Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern. Okay, now for the second one. Do you want to do maybe 2 or 3 o'clock for that one, go like back-to-back, or do you want to go later?
That one, we let's do back-to-back.
Okay, so I'll do 2 to 3 for that second one, and then you'll get an email reminder on both of the appointments about an hour ahead of time, okay, just to kind of remind you that it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's, you're all good to go for now. So once I come in on Monday, if you have time to send me those screenshots, I'll forward those over to the website development team. If not, I'll make sure that the technician reminds you, to get that done. And then did you get a text message from me right now saying thank you for choosing Local Splash? If not, you can check the email.
Message, yeah, welcome to Local Splash with the credentials.
Okay.
And email.
So if
you want me to respond back to this welcome email?
I wanted you, well, I sent you one earlier that just says it's from my personal email here, and it says,
okay,
please reply to this email. So
I
use
see.
That one with the screenshots. But what
okay.
I want to do is, because I matched your pricing that you had with the other one, because that one is no longer available, I want
okay.
you to just acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into the rate and ensure that it never goes up. So if you look at the email that says your initial invoice,
mm-hmm.
there's a text, a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
It brought me to the dashboard.
Oh, so you know what's happening? It's conflicting with the other account. So let me just,
so click
I'll
here.
Make sure.
Let me try this again to click here. All right, so, all right, looks like it will let me do it. Well,
it does.
Give me the terms. Let's see.
Good. Okay, so you got in. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So when you scroll to the bottom, there's the two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then after that, you would just hit confirm signature. Okay?
I don't see that. It just says, let's see here. Yeah, no, I'm not seeing that at the bottom. So this cancellation refunds. I'll scroll back up. It says click here. So it says this to complete terms of experience, please click here. And then I'll scroll down and it doesn't let me check anything. Don't say anything to check.
Okay. So I think that's because it's probably pulling up the signed one that you have with the other account. It wouldn't have the signature box for you to sign if it thinks you already did it. So what I'm going to do is I'll have the tech team separate it so that on Monday they will just kind of remind you to do it. But it will be available definitely on Monday when they call you. They'll also, once it is separated, they'll send you an email. So even if you see an email later today or tomorrow, you don't have to wait till Monday. You could always go in and just take care of it right away. But, of course, we'll remind you to do so during that client interview on Monday, okay?
Okay. And for the screenshots I'm sending, sorry, I've had a long day. What am I sending again?
You're sending the screenshots of the
text message. Of the
the offers that came after you clicked out and then you got a text message. Yeah. Oh, and then you know what? I just noticed, because I had to manually fix these invoices, that you were overcharged by $50. They charged $598. So I'm going to process a $50 refund. So that'll go back in your account, 24 to 72 hours, depending on how your bank works. But moving forward, you're always going to pay the $449, okay? You won't have to worry about that extra $50, okay?
So
yeah, sorry about that.
You're fine.
Yeah.
So it's just responding back to your email. I sent you the screenshot of what they sent me.
Oh, I love it. Okay, good. Yeah, because Steve wanted to see that yesterday. He was asking me to see it. So let's just see
okay.
here. Make sure
all right.
I
so
get
I just
it.
Sent that to you. And will I be hearing from you at all again, or is this kind of where me and you stop?
We kind of stop here, but I always recommend that people use me as a point of contact. Okay, so let's say that you need an update or you have a billing question or something you want to change on the campaign, you could always call me, Tanner. You have my extension of 777. And if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Usually the 14, they're kind of a little hard to talk to. All right.
Yeah,
and
sometimes it's hard to get through too. You have to press one for this and two for that. And so I always tell people I don't mind helping. So if you ever have an issue, just call me. And, you know, I preface that by saying I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming, but you're more than welcome to call me, you know, and then I can get you to the right department. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Tanner. And in the meantime, have a great weekend too.
Thanks. You too.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay. Bye-bye.